You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's kick it. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, live from Austin, Texas, where we're going to have a very hot match tomorrow night, literally, hopefully figuratively, but definitely literally, as Atlanta United will be on the road to face Austin FC. And when we travel, typically there are many compatriots who join the conversation, and we have a special compatriot for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. This evening, Madison Cruz is in town for the match. What's up?
Oh, I'm excited. I've never been to Austin. I haven't been to Texas either, so this is pretty fun for me. I'm excited.
I have been to Texas. We've been to Houston once, and been to Dallas a couple times.
Yep.
I've never been to Austin, though.
No, this is my first time being in Texas in general. I've never been in Texas before, so I'm very excited. This is fun.
Very cool. This is maybe not the best of times to come to Texas.
It's
when
very
the high
rough.
Is going to be 105 degrees tomorrow. I think it's actually dropped. I think it's going to be 103 is what
I saw.
Okay,
the 2 degrees better. You know?
We know kickoff has already been pushed back 30 minutes. It's going to kick at just after 9 o'clock Eastern time. And of course, you can listen on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It'll be John Nelson filling in on pregame this time. He usually does postgame at home, but he will be doing pregame and postgame from the Colony Square studios with Abe Gordon. You've got an assignment. We'll talk about more of it a little bit later, but you have an assignment. That's why you're out here in Austin.
I do. I am on the call for the Atlanta United Unified match that will be happening after the first team match with Joe Freihoffer. So that will be on atlutd.com/live.
Very late night.
Very unified. Late night. Very late night. But you know what? A lot of coffee, a lot of caffeine. That's what is going to be fueling me tomorrow as we get ready for the match.
Yeah. Need to find some fuel for the first team as well. This is coming off of a not so great match in Chicago. Came back to get it level at 1-1, forcing a own goal. Good cross from Alexei Maranchuk. It's 1-1, and it kind of feel like Atlanta's got the momentum, and then it gets away from them and they give up a goal late and end up not getting anything out of the match in a very, very frustrating afternoon at Soldier Field. You got to shake that off quick and get ready to play Austin.
Yeah, you can't let it linger. And I think that's something that Ronnie Dyla said, is that he said it post game after that match, is that you can't feel sorry for ourselves. You can't sit there and, you know, be down on yourself and think about what you could have done better. You could think about it. You take it. You move on and you get ready for this one, because you can't sit there and be sorry for yourself. Not right now, not with everything that is happening. You have to be accountable for the things that happened. You take what happened, you learn from it, you improve from it, and then you move forward and get ready for Austin, because Austin's going to be interesting, especially with the way that they're shaping out. Because we talked about this earlier in the week too. Like, you know, we thought that Austin be a little bit more offensive in how they've been, but they've been very solid defensively, and it's been a bit of an issue trying to get the offense going. Kind of, I think the same thing with Atlanta United a little bit. Kind of had an issue getting things going and getting things rolling. I think they found it, but again, they're coming off of a loss as well over the weekend too, so we'll see.
Yeah, penalty kick for Brandon Vasquez. He leads the team with 3 goals. It's a team that hasn't even gotten into double digits in goals scored. They spent a lot of money on the offense. The defense has been the really surprising element for this team. We've known Brad Stuver has been one of the top goalkeepers in the league, but the group in front of him is doing a really good job. I think what's interesting about this is you look at two teams that are both trying to get going. There's not a lot separating the two teams when you look at the numbers, really. What's separating them is the Eastern Conference is far more difficult than the West. Austin does have 5 wins on the season, but they haven't scored that many goals. Their defense has kept them in games, and they're going to try to take advantage of being at home. You know, it hasn't been 100 degrees here, that I don't think, yet this year, so I don't know if the heat really benefits them much either. But the fact that they're at home will definitely help them against an Atlanta United team that we now know is going to be without both starting fullbacks in Pedro Amador and Brooks Lennon, who is out injured.
It's a huge loss, I think, to this side, because we know from talking to Ronnie in media availabilities and everything, we know how this team wants to play. And both Brooks Lennon and Pedro Amador are huge key pieces to that. So you're missing two of them. That takes away a lot of stuff that you can do on the wings. But it could mean a possibility that we see kind of what we saw in the last match too, with more of a Matt Edwards and a Ronald Hernandez stepping up in those moments. But how do they manage it? How do you help get things going forward? Because we know how solid they are defensively. How do they get the attack going? What can they do going forward to help progress the team and get it going? Because you're already going to be dealing with a very difficult side in Austin defensively. How can you break them down? That's going to be the key.
I think the other thing that's going to be a real challenge is the mental state of this team. You know, we've talked about the frustration. We've talked about just the different elements of the mental side of where Atlanta United is right now. And it's not any better now after another loss on the road and after, you know, what felt like a really disappointing draw at home. So what we've talked about for the past few weeks is still valid and maybe even multiplied by these most recent results. I'm really looking to see how they come out of the gates tomorrow night.
You got
to
come in swinging, come in fighting, come in battling, and just be ready and be in the right headspace and be in the right mentality when you go into Austin, because that's going to be huge, because they'll be able to break you down at that point. And it kind of leads into something that you asked Ronnie Dyla this week in media that I thought was really interesting, and kind of how he's been dealing with the change and everything that's kind of fallen down on top of Atlanta United. And here's what you had to say.
It's difficult, but at the end, you know, you can't act. So I'm not an actor, you know. You need to be honest. And if you can't handle the honesty, then we are not good enough. And that's what I say all the time, you know. That's what I mean about the talent, you know. Talent brings you some places, but it doesn't bring you all the way. It's about, and again, the organization, the discipline, the team spirit, you know, that is in the bottom. And if you can't be honest, then it's very difficult to have an effect on each other, because everything you say is you can feel it's not real, and that's one thing, and to be silent is another thing. So I'd rather be the vocal one and say what I have in my stomach, and then those who choose to be silent, they choose that. We have to get other places then to open up, to because you have to get out what you feel. But if you go into yourself, and I call it into your own shell, and protect yourself, or in the protect modus, then we are not a group. Then we are not a family. You know, we are there for each other. We are not there to attack each other. We are there to do each other better. But then you have to also understand that we need to be honest with each other. And when you're honest both ways, then you create relationships. And that's what we want to do. So when you know the way you speak, and it's, of course, you have to do that with respect, but in the end I can't compromise myself. It's not, when I do that, and I felt a little bit lately that I've been a little bit compromising, and that's never work. You know, we have to be very, very clear what we expect from each other, and what's expected on the pitch and off the pitch. That's the one. And I think that was a good talk after the game, but we have many of these talks during the season, and we have that good effect with them as well. But now, of course, we are in a period, especially away, that we are struggling a little bit more than at home. We should look at the way we play, and that's naturally, of course. Then we have to
come together and see positive on the situation and then attack the situation.
Really interesting that Ronnie Dyla used the word compromised in that. And, you know, we've had conversations with him in media, and you've talked to him after games and gotten the emotional, like, raw reaction. I've talked to him as well. And it's an interesting way to phrase it in terms of compromising himself. You know, we've watched, I think, Ronnie try to do everything possible to get the best out of this group. And that's a sign of a good coach. You know, it is a balancing act between conceding how you want to play to try to meet the players halfway, or the way that you think working and training gets the best out of the players. It's a balancing act, because to be a top coach in this league and to be a top coach in the world like Ronnie Dyla is, you've got to have strong principles, strong ideals of how you want your teams to play and work. And in the early stages with a new group, you've got to try to find common ground. And that is always a difficult thing to juggle. Throw in the injuries that Atlanta United's had, and throw in the different, you know, inconsistencies, whether we're talking lineup, whether we're talking form, whether we're talking, you know, just individual performances in games, game to game. That's a lot to juggle. And it's just fascinating to me to hear a manager be so open to talk about that process and to use the word compromised. You know, some will look at that as a negative connotation. I think it's just a real connotation of he wants to get back to how he knows this team can play, how he believes the game should be played, and he wants to see this team reflect that. And so far, I don't think they have fully.
It's kind of like when you first meet a couple people, maybe you try to like change your personality or try to tame it down a little bit when you're first meeting somebody. Yep. And then once you get to know them, then things start to come out more. Then you get to know them better personally. Now you know each other pretty well. Like, it's something like that. You know, it's figuring out how this team moves. What makes the person tick? What doesn't make them tick? How can I push them further? How do I be there for them when they need me the most? That's what they're still figuring out. And it's not just one fix fixes it all. It's a figuring out of like, where does this piece go? Does this piece fit here? Does it fit somewhere else? Does it not even fit in the picture? Do I have to just take it out completely? You're figuring it out. And I think that's what Ronnie's doing with this team. You're figuring out the players and what makes them go. You're figuring out, you know, how the coaching staff can get their philosophy and how they want to play looking the best it can be out on the pitch. That's what you're trying to figure out. And it's not going to fix it all self in one night.
No.
But I think you're seeing just, okay, how can we get back to where we want to play? And how can we be the way Atlanta United wants to play?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, and I think you have to remember too, and this is a really important factor in this. You know, one, and Ronnie's mentioned it you haven't had the starting back line together hardly at all this season, whether we're talking preseason because you were missing Brooks during preseason. You missed Amador during a lot of preseason. Steven Gregerson has had injuries that he's battled. Derek Williams has had injuries that he's battled. So to have those four together in the 4-3-3 that we saw this team start in, you really haven't had it hardly at all. Then the other element that I think has been completely forgotten during this early portion of the season, you added Miguel Almiron late in the camp down in Florida in preseason. He got a little bit of time with the group. Latte Lott didn't play with the first choice group at all in preseason. He came very late, basically said hello in Florida, came back, played with the second group for a very short period of time in the last preseason game against Dallas the week before the opener. So not just on the field with those two, but when you're talking about two guys and the expenditure for both of them, the expectations for both of them, the pressure that both of them feel, the big personalities that they have to be in this group, they didn't get any time to mesh. And Ronnie didn't get time to mesh with them. And the rest of the team didn't get time to mesh with them, because two guys like that change the dynamic. So these are all things that you've had to figure out on the fly. And I think we've seen fits and starts. We've seen some good things. We've seen more bad than good as of late, where it's been more difficult. But you hope that over time, and trying to figure out in the short term, how can you be a little more competitive? And maybe that's the 3-4-2-1 that we saw against Chicago. You have to find a way to continue to blend everything together on the fly.
Because it's about being consistent. And that's something that was said all throughout this week. Last week after the post game in Chicago was consistency and how it's been inconsistent and how it needs to start being more consistent. And, you know, the game of soccer, it's the beauty of it all is that sometimes you never have a match that's exactly like the last one. You'll have some players who are in it, some players who maybe have to step out due to, you know, they're tired, they got fatigue, or they're injured. Like it happens. You're never not going to avoid that. But it's how can we get this group cohesionally working together when those things do happen, and keep it consistent within those obstacles, within those things that will happen in the game. It's how do you keep those things consistent? How do you keep those steps going the way you want them to go? And how do you not have it be like taking one step forward, three steps back?
Yeah, and I think in Chicago, we saw that happen in the game itself, where you would see good things on the ball and on the break and in transition. And then you would see things like not tracking back defensively and not stepping up high enough to press. And the things that were working weren't always working. And think back to earlier in the season when Ronnie talked about that, how first halves playing exactly like he wanted, everything he wanted. They're doing everything he wants. They're switching the point of attack. It's all good. And then they stop doing what was working. That's something that has to change. And if it doesn't with the personnel, and look, right now you've got to change personnel because you've got injuries and you're playing a lot of games in a short period of time. But if it doesn't work with the personnel that you think is first choice, you need to have the personnel before the summer transfer window opens that can do the job consistently. Because if you can't be consistent, you can't plan for anything and you can't be successful.
And I think another thing to even on top of it all, it's really, I love having the conversation because I think it needs to be talked about more, is the mental side of the game.
Yeah.
And I think because of the stretch and everything else, like, it's weighing on this team. It can't not weigh on this team. And you see it weigh on this team. And I said it after the post game, after Ronald Hernandez spoke to the media. Yeah. I said, I'm like, if you don't sit there and say that this team doesn't care, this team does care. And it's just, it's trying to get over that hump. It's when you, like, almost, I think of it like writer's block. Like, when you have a moment where you're trying to write something and you just get stuck and you just cannot write and you're like, what can I do to get out of it? Once you find that solution and you get over that, then everything comes easy. And I don't know what that is, but once it is found, things are going to start opening up a lot more, I think, for this team. And this team is going to find it no matter what way it's going to happen. They're going to claw. They're going to fight. They're going to battle to figure out what they need to do to get over this block.
Yeah. Or as Ronnie said, that there's consequences. And that's the nature of the professional business, whether that's, you know, new players coming in, some players moving out, whether that's other changes like that. That's happened. We've seen it here before. It's part of the process. Hopefully this group can find it before that summer transfer window, or tough decisions have to get made. Coming up next, we'll talk about the summer transfer window a little bit. It's kind of different this summer because you have the Club World Cup that mixes into it. We're going to get you caught up on everything going on related to the Club World Cup. It's about a month away, the first game in Atlanta with Chelsea against somebody. We'll talk about all of that on the other side of the break. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.